The first reading from the Book of Wisdom today often get read at the funeral masses, but I think a lot of times we misunderstand what it really means. The Book of Wisdom today tells us what it means to possess true wisdom, not in the eyes of the world, but in the eyes of God. In the eyes of the world, someone who are tormented, someone who seem to be religious would be foolish, because in the eyes of the world, it's all about the allurement, the enticement, and the pleasure and the satisfaction that goes with it. And someone who have to undergo trials, persecutions, sufferings, pains, and all those things are somehow seem foolish, or it should be avoided at all costs. But the faithful one shall abide in him in love, said from the Book of Wisdom, because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. And in the gospel reading too, we have heard Jesus' own commandment, love one another as I have loved you, because no one has greater love than this, than to lay down one life for one friends. Jesus hath called us friends. And today, as we celebrate Saint Maximilian Kolbe, we recognize this radical love that he had for our Lord. At the age of 12, he had received a vision where the Blessed Mother appeared to him and asked him that she gives him two choices, a white crown and a red crown. And out of his love, he said he would choose both. White, which would be the crown for purity of faith, of love. The red crown would be for martyrdom. He chose both. At the age of 12, he chose both. And from then, he chose the religious life to be a conventual Franciscan. And he had the zeal for the Blessed Mother and the zeal for the Lord that led him to Japan. And he studied Shintoism and Buddhism in order to understand the people of Japan and try to bring them back to the good Lord. But because of his poor health, his community pulled him back to Poland. And he was very adamant about living out his faith, even in the midst of World War II, when Poland was again occupied by the Nazis. And he wrote, the monastery continued to be adamant in preaching the truth, especially to be anti-Nazis, to speak out against what was wrong. And Saint Maximilian Kolbe was arrested several times because of that, and ultimately arrested. And they sent him to the concentration camp, Auschwitz. We all heard these stories in one way or another. Well, a group of people escaped. And in order to set an example, right, the Nazi would choose 10 random people to execute. As an example, you shall not do this, right? They imposed their rule with fear. And one person who had a wife and a family begged for his life. And Maximilian Kolbe raised his hand and said, I will take the place of this man. They put him to the death chamber. 2 weeks of starvation and dehydration. 2 weeks. Nine of the people who were there died. After 2 weeks, he was still there, skin and bone. Didn't die yet. Still full of joy. And they hated him so much that they injected poison into him so he would die. And when they injected poison into him, he raised up his hand like in a cruciform. And the poison kicks in and he fell asleep. He passed away today, August 14. And his body was cremated August 15, the Assumption, which we will celebrate tomorrow. Maximilian Kolbe teaches us that we are able to wear two crowns, the crowns of purity and the crown of martyrdom if it's according to God's will. But purity of faith, purity of love, purity of heart need to go first, because we seek the wisdom that comes from God, not just the wisdom of this world, to know that God is just. He's also merciful. So that we are called to be just, to be true, because he knows our heart. If it's going to lead us to martyrdom, so let it be. But first, we must desire to love God with our everything. This is my commandment, says the Lord. Love one another as I have loved you. Saint Maximin Kolbe have taught us that through his own life, through his own decision, through his own martyrdom. I learned of Saint Maximin Kolbe when I was a little child living under communist Vietnam. And his story touched me in a very deep way. And I said, Lord, how can someone be so courageous? And I could never understand that. And I asked myself, if I'm put into his situation, will I be that courageous or not? That's a hard answer. That's a hard question for sure. But I hope and pray each day that I love the good Lord with everything that I have. If it's according to his will that I die a martyr death, so let it be. But it must begin with each and every one of us choosing to love God first, foremost, so that he is our everything.